Howdy folks, I'm really excited to share with you a concept that really revolutionized my own porn habit and took me from being a porn addict and user to being a non-user. And in this video, I'm gonna help you guys actually frame your goal for why you're quitting porn, your ultimate goal, all right? Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Now, this is really exciting for me because I talk with a lot of guys, especially before they join our program, when they're in our program, and I ask them questions about why you want to quit porn. What is your ultimate goal, to kind of gauge how serious people are about quitting porn, right? And so across the board, what people say, when people start off, they say this. Number one, this is the first level. I want to quit porn for good. That's the goal, okay? Now on the surface, that seems like a good goal, right? I want to quit porn for good. I don't want porn in my life anymore. If that's where you are right now, this video is definitely for you, all right? The reason that that is a shite goal, my friends, is because you will never know if you've accomplished your goal. You will never know if you come to a place and you have accomplished what you set out to do. Okay? For good means until you die, right? You could die tomorrow and you'll never know if you actually accomplish your goal. I've been clean for many years, right? I could very well someday be triggered or something happens in my life and go down that rabbit hole and eventually act out and relapse, right? That could happen. So will I have accomplished the goal? You never know. So let's scratch that off immediately. It's a shite goal. So when we peel back the layers a little bit and go a little deeper with people, ask them, okay, you want to quit porn for good. Let's go a little deeper. Then they say this: I want to quit porn so that XYZ, so that I can stop living in shame and guilt. I can start, so that I can live with confidence, so that I can live with integrity, so that I can find a partner, so that I can restore my relationship with my wife, so that I can have integrity with my beliefs in my faith, right? All the reasons, so that I can connect with God in my faith. That's the level two of here, right? But we're not finished there. This is a better goal, but ultimately, the best goal that you can come with is this: I want to be a man who is XYZ. I want to be a man who is all the things that you want in your life, who is confident, who has integrity, who is bold, who is responsible, who is faithful, who is happy, joyful, healthy, so that, guys, this is an important part, so that porn is not an issue. In other words, I want to be a man of integrity who lives with my values and is confident, and so that porn is not an issue. As a default of being the man who I am, porn is not an issue because I don't need it anymore. And you can list the actual amount of days that you believe you would need to quit porn in order to accomplish this goal of being the man you want to be. Let's say, for example, I want to be a man of confidence, right? That's a big thing for a lot of people that join the program. I want to be confident. I'm tired of feeling ashamed of myself and guilty and having my head in the sand. I don't want to be a confident, radiant person, all right? So your goal could be, I want to be a man who is confident. That's my goal as a result of quitting porn for at least 30 days. And as a result, I don't need porn anymore because of the confidence that I have. You see how we're switching it here? We're not making the porn the focus, because if you only focus on removing the negative from your life, you'll only be left with negative. You will only be highlighting that more. Instead, you want to reverse it. So the beginning of your goal, the main focus of your goal is the positive, is what you're trying to gain in life instead of what you're trying to subtract. A goal is not, let's say, if we relate this to fitness and diet, right? A goal of, I don't want to eat junk food ever again is not a goal. I'm going to quit junk food for the rest of my life. I'm going to quit sugar or gluten for the rest of my life. Not a goal, because you're not replacing it with anything. It's still focused on the negative. And anytime you pass McDonald's on the highway, you're going to think about it because that's where your focus is, right? So if you want to manifest this thing in your life of quitting porn, you have to replace it with something that is positive, who you want to be.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
And the power on focusing on who you are as a person is infinitely more important and powerful than focusing on what you want to have or what you want to do in your life. Because who you are as a person informs and influences everything you do in your life, okay? If you want to have the relationship of your dreams, then who you are impacts and informs that outcome that you want. If you want to travel the world and be a man who is free, right? Is free financially or independent or healthy, who you are as a person will reflect exactly how you get there. Now, the important thing about this statement here is I want to be a man who is XYZ so that I can have no more porn in my life as a result, as a direct consequence of being this man. The beauty of this, guys, is that you can start to see clearly what it will take to beat porn, actually. Because if you want to be a particular person in your life, then what it comes down to is practicing being that every day. And that is the process of quitting porn. When you practice being the man that you want to be every day and you have the discipline to do those things, I put another video on over here about the four daily disciplines, the four R's that we use to beat porn. And those daily disciplines are important because those are the daily disciplines that inform your trajectory and your direction for becoming the man that you want to be. And if you do those every day, the direct result of you practicing that is that porn is not an issue for you anymore. And the reason that you have a porn habit right now, an ongoing unwanted porn habit, is because of a lack of these four things, these critical things that we talk about. And that's what we do. That's the entire process, guys. It's literally as simple as that. If you join our program, this is the actual process that we go through. As we figure out, why do you want to quit porn? Okay, let's clarify that, make it more important. We create a North Star or like a goal or vision for who you want to be. And around that, we create daily actions to get there. And we keep you accountable to doing that, along with breaking the limiting concepts and limiting beliefs that you have about yourself currently. That's really, really critical. All right, if you get anything from the stuff that I put here or the videos I make, just know that the most important thing you can do with your porn habit is break your limiting beliefs. Every belief that you think you have about porn, you need to really challenge it and think honestly to yourself, is that true? Or is it just a fallacy that my brain and I'm using to self-sabotage myself? And I cover a lot of these limiting beliefs here on the channel. A few of them are, I need porn. It's gonna be really hard. It's gonna take a long time to quit porn. It's impossible to quit. I'm always going to have fantasies and I'm always going to be triggered and urged to watch porn. I need to wean off of the porn habit because I can't just turn it off like a light switch. All of those are limiting beliefs and they're all false. Because if they were true, it would mean that they have to be true for everybody and they're not true for everybody. We've seen this over and over again. Anyone who has quit porn successfully knows that it's not just a weaning off process. It's an instantaneous thing where you were a user one day and then you're user, a not user. That doesn't mean you don't need recovery. The recovery and the healing takes time. It's a process of recovery and addressing the root cause of why you use porn. But you don't need the act of watching porn and launching the browser to beat porn itself. You don't need that action, and you can disassociate that action from the actual healing that is required to beat porn, all right? I'm not saying that you can instantly heal yourself for whatever reason that you use porn to alleviate stress, emotions, difficulty. I'm not saying that that's easy. I'm saying it is easy to quit porn because you don't need porn in your life and you don't need porn to address the reason why you use porn. It has nothing to do with that. Your porn has nothing to do with porn itself. It has everything to do with the reason you use porn and addressing that root cause. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.